Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
The game has come to dual threat quarterbacks. And dual threat in college, dual threat is a runner who can throw. In the pro, if you're going to be a true dual threat quarterback, you need to be a sophisticated passer who can run. We know that Justin and I, or all of us like us, we already know how to run. We don't need to be coached. But we do coaching sophisticated passing. We need to have a gurus that understand dual threat quarterback talent and then teach them how to throw the football.
Steve Young.
It still feels good to hear
Justin and others and like us.
Like, that's pretty great.
Yep.
When he can see himself in what Justin Fields is doing, that's very, very cool. That was Steve Young on Monday Night Football, courtesy of ESPN. We've been talking to our friends who are down at the Senior Bowl all week, and we'll talk with another one coming up at 1 o'clock, Kevin Fishbane, and we'll get his thoughts on Luke Getsy being in charge of a team. But when we talked with Eric Edholm yesterday, we had actually asked him about dual threat quarterbacks being at the Senior Bowl, and what he told us about the evolution of the position, at least as it pertains to this year's Senior Bowl, was fascinating.
I was talking to Jim Nagy, who the executive director of the Senior Bowl, and he was kind of telling me, I was asking about the quarterback process, because this year's a bunch of mostly day three picks and some undrafted guys. It's not a banner group. It's going to be the first year in several where they didn't have a top 100 pick at quarterback down here. But I was kind of asking about the process, and a couple times he made clear that, like, there's almost a preference put towards the dual threat quarterback now. You know, they didn't invite a certain quarterback who will remain nameless, because I was told not to say, but and he's a good, accomplished quarterback. I'm sure you guys know who it is and have watched him. They didn't invite him because he's kind of stiff and doesn't, move around very well. Can he throw the ball? Yeah. Are there other issues? Sure. But, so I definitely think it's had a ripple effect on not only the Senior Bowl and the other All-Star games, but just kind of the team building and draft process to begin with, too. And I think it's, like you said, it's no longer considered a stigma. It's not considered something that's held against the guy. People are finally, taking advantage of this stuff, and they realize all the different combinations you could do with it. And it's just the threat of a running quarterback can change how things are played. So, I definitely think it's been a massive difference from even, 10 years ago.
That's wild.
So I want to know what the mechanism is by which those decisions get made and it gets put out there. Here's who we want. Here's who we want to invite. Jim Nagy is the guy in charge. And he works essentially at the behest of the NFL teams, because that's why the Senior Bowl exists. So how does the NFL decide, let's get more mobile quarterbacks and mobile? How do they decide that? And do they call Jim Nagy and say, hey, listen, when you're extending invitations, this guy, but not this guy, this guy. I would love to know the behind the scenes workings of how that all gets chopped up.
Yeah, me too. By the way, just before we go on with this subject from down there in Mobile, if you're looking for a really good in-depth piece to read about Chase Brown and Sidney Brown, because you heard Matt Bowen talking about Sidney Brown, Shakia Taylor wrote, she went to Champaign and sat with them. it's an excellent piece. So if you're like, man, I like hearing what Matt Bowen said about Sidney Brown, I'd like to know more, read Shake's piece in the Tribune. It's excellent. It's really, really excellent. We're also check out her piece today on The Sky, because she's asking a lot of the questions that all of us are like, what the hell is going on over there?
What quarterback was he talking about?
I don't know. But he said we would know who it is.
Right. This is making me crazy.
I have an idea.
A quarterback who doesn't move well.
That isn't necessarily like a move quarterback.
Can throw the ball. But then he said there's some other things. Was there any off-field stuff?
I don't know. I should text. I'll text E at some point and ask him. Or he's listening and he can just text us. But yeah. I was amazed by that. The other part of being down at the Senior Bowl that's interesting is watching what we don't ordinarily see. When we talk about football, Dan, we're always talking about team, 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 and it's hard for individuals, especially in the coaching ranks, to get opportunities. I really like that so far that this game is going to allow coaches to mix and match, and you're getting coaches who aren't head coaches getting an opportunity to be a head coach. And the Bears offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy, is one of those coaches. Here's what E told us about that.
For years, you know, for however long the Senior Bowl has been around, 73 or 4 years or whatever, they've always had the full staff. You know, they take the Bears staff or they take the Cardinals staff or whatever, bring them down here and they coach as a unit. They thought, you know, the cohesion of a group, and it was always a, you know, they would start from the bottom of the standings, and any coaching staff that wasn't fired or, you know, didn't have a head coach or major changes was eligible for the game, and they would just go up the ladder, you know, towards the higher ranked teams and ask, do you want to go? Do you want to go? You know, but this year they gave that honor to, or that benefit, I guess, to the East-West Shrine game. And it's clear that there's now a, you know, an arms race between the two games. You know, the East-West is trying to get their prospects, and, you know, Senior Bowl's kind of holding on for tradition, and they want to be the premier game and everything. And so, as I understand it, they're going to flip back next year. So the East-West will have the kind of the Frankenstein crew, and these are young up-and-coming coaches who are trying to get their names out there, many of them minorities, many of them in their, you know, maybe have had college routes they've come from, or, you know, trying to get some exposure. And then the Senior Bowl will get the staffs next year. I don't, you know, nobody's confirmed that for me, but that was the way it was kind of described to me originally.
What do you think about this? That this is now a showcase opportunity outside of the work that you do with your particular side of the ball, or you being a quarterback guru, now you get an opportunity for people to get an early look at you as head coach. And I imagine, like, if Luke Getsy is on list next year to be interviewed again, a lot of those NFL people actually have tangible stuff now. They don't have to guess necessarily of what he might be like. What were, you know, his practices like?
My first thought is it would be nicer if it were more consistent with the efforts that the NFL says it wants to make, creating inroads for minority head coaches.
Well, there is some of that, because Patrick Graham is the opposing head coach.
Yeah, there's some of it, but I just, that is a really perfect opportunity to make good on elevating the profile of guys who need more help than Luke Getsy does. Nothing against Getsy himself, and I just think it's based on what they say about what they want to do, and now with all of the hiring incentives that have been put in there for teams to get draft picks awarded as people are developed and promoted, I just think it could be more of an actively managed springboard.
Do you think if the Chiefs weren't playing in the Super Bowl, that Eric Bieniemy would want that? Or is that like a...
He might be too old for it, you know, too established and too well known, but I'd love to see him as a head coach.
Or like we were talking earlier, Sean Desai. Like, is there an opportunity there?
Sounds like Sean Payton might be hiring him. I guess they've had to put in a formal request to interview Sean Desai.
And that's kind of interesting because he's assistant head coach in Seattle, right? Isn't that his title?
He's also a Fangio disciple.
So if you're an assistant head coach, How does that work with you being allowed to interview for a DC job?
Because does that constitute a lower move or a lateral move? I don't know.
Because the NFL's been real slick with, here's how I can have a really smart person on my staff and get them more money
and also
by giving them a title.
And control their ability to interview.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you don't, at least the way that I remember it, the NFL does not, NFL teams do not have to give permission for lateral or downward moves. But if it's a move where you're being promoted, they have to say yes.
And in answer to the question, who was the quarterback? Some are speculating it's Stetson Bennett.
He declined going.
That's
to
what
the
I
Senior
thought.
Bowl.
And I know he did have the off-field incident.
He's also got more mobile.
I didn't think he was immobile.
Yeah, I don't know if I would call him a pocket quarterback. I just think he's small and not very good.
And not very good, right?
For the NFL.
I just realized we're both wearing college blue hoodies today.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Well, mine's black. I mean, I've got blue in here. Yeah.
Well, it's faded black then. It's kind of like a charcoal.
I want it faded black. faded black.
Mine is even mine. Stole
your son's hoodie?
It's everybody's kind. Here's what happened. The like 5 minutes after he got his acceptance.
Okay.
He immediately got on his phone. He's like, I gotta buy swag. So he goes to the official store in Lewisburg and on their website, and everything was sending it was like delayed shipping, and he wanted to get it before we left for Mexico and the whole thing. So he goes to Amazon and he grabs this, and it was the wrong size. It arrives the next day and it's the wrong size. He's all disappointed. It's not even that nice a hoodie. So
it's a pretty nice hoodie.
It's all right. But it doesn't, their real stuff, like their school stuff is awesome. The logo's great. Their graphic design is great. The colors are great because it's Bears colors. It's Score colors. It's, you know, the blue and orange. And so this arrives and we're like, send it back. It's the wrong size. And then Beth says, no, it might fit me. So she wears it around. And it was sitting on
everything fit. She's tiny.
I know. So she's like, I'll wear it. And then this morning I was getting dressed in the dark and I didn't know what I was putting on. And I just grabbed for something and I put it on and it fit well enough. And as I'm walking out of the house, she says, you're wearing my sweatshirt. And I said, well, it's not even your sweatshirt. It was his sweatshirt. And I said, well, this shouldn't fit me. And I said, is it too ill fitting for me to wear to work? And she said, first of all, I don't even know how to define that.
Yeah.
And then she said, second of all, no, it actually looks fine. So I guess it's a family shared hoodie as needed. So
okay.
I grabbed it. But their other stuff, they've got a lot of really cool stuff.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, like nice tackle twill, old school. The way they do the two-color B is good. They put a lot of thought into a lot of their stuff.
People are just now. It's like it's Max Duggan. He's there.
No, he's there.
He's in Mobile. You'll see him play in the game, probably poorly. Probably.
Sam Hartman or Aiden. Sam Hartman's still in college.
Yeah.
Is Tommy DeVito there? The Illinois.
He's at the Shrine, and that's who I was thinking it was.
Okay.
He's going to be in the Shrine Bowl. But is Tommy even a senior?
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.